I enjoyed your interview with John Massari. I like to ask him a few questions myself. I like to. He's one of my dream interviews. I wonder how I can get a hold of him to come on my podcast as well. But yeah, so I just want to say I enjoyed it, and maybe you could. I don't know, but I'm a big fan of Killer Clowns from Outer Space. If it wasn't for him, there would be no Killer Clowns. I think the project would have dropped. All right, take care. Bye.
Welcome to Universal After Dark, a Universal podcast that's not the same as all the others. Gonna need a bigger boat
or a bigger belly,
yeah,
or bigger pants,
the stretchy yeah, pants.
Stretchy pants.
The best jeans I ever had was when I was 22 stone and I went to Walmart and I got elasticated jeans for $15.
That's when you know you've got to do something, that's when you know you've got to change your life.
Oh, yeah. They were phenomenal.
Elasticated jeans.
$15. So, so nice. Anyway, we're not here. This isn't Jeans After Dark, although I'd listen to that. Imagine that. You just interviewed people called Jean.
Hello, I'm Jean from West Derby, Liverpool. And I like to wee sitting down.
So, we're at Lombard's for this month's Ethi.
And June's in the toilet.
June's just been in the toilet, yeah. And I, has either of you eaten here?
No.
Well, it's one of them places that everyone seems to walk past. We ate here in, off the top of my head, 2010. I think it was our first solo trip as a family of four. And I think we had some sort of vouchers or something for some reason, and that's why we ate there. But I really enjoyed it, thinking like back way back then. I think Jaws was still there in 2010, yeah. Was it?
Yes.
2010, yeah, it would have been, yeah.
Yeah. So it was very much part of the Jaws area. Now it's a little bit out there, isn't it, really? But yeah, so yeah, this is it, Lombards. So we'll do the starters first. P-Dabs, what are you going for?
I am going with the calamari for $15, lightly battered and fried, house-made marinara. I can't even speak. It's too hot.
Easy for you, see.
Marinara sauce. It's just too hot. My glasses are literally slipping down my nose as I talk.
Mariana's Trench. yeah, and have you got a drink with that?
I have. Let me just get the menu up. For my first drink, I am going with the apple pie old-fashioned. $15.
Ooh,
again.
Choice. Yeah, I was looking at that.
Sweet and whimsical take on an old-fashioned using Rosie's apple pie whiskey and black walnut bitters, garnished with a smoking cinnamon stick.
Has that got a price on it? Because what a...
$15.
They were very reasonable, I thought. That's not expensive, that, for a drink like that. What about you, Mr. D?
For starters, I did fancy the calamari, but I thought everybody's going to go for the calamari, so I gave it a swerve. So I was interested in the poke, the tuna poke. Sushi grade ahi tuna marinated in soy garlic sauce, frizzy lettuce, whatever that is, scallions, tomatoes, avocado, wasabi. I love a bit of wasabi. It
Yeah.
burns your nasal passages. Red onion, cucumber, crispy nori chip with furikake seasoning. I don't know what furikake is, but I'm all in.
That,
$15,
well,
sorted.
$17 actually.
Is it? Yeah, because PDABs, my prices are different from PDABs as well.
Oh.
So I'm looking, I was doing it on the touring plans.
Yeah, ours is off the Universal one.
Right,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah,
Okay, I
so
quite like the layout of the touring plan one, so I did it on that. But that
yeah, I mean
explains it.
that is a substantial starter. That there's a
It
lot
is,
going
yeah.
on there.
Yeah, there is.
What drink did you have then?
Okay, bear with me, because I did look at the apple pie one that PDABs mentioned, but I decided not to go with that from a starter, because that's more desserty. So I thought it was a nice, refreshing starter, especially since I've probably had too much wasabi, because I will overdo it. I'm going to have the watermelon hairpin mojito, Bacardi
Oh.
Light rum, simple syrup, lime juice, watermelon syrup, club soda, and watermelon. And my app says 14.50, but it's probably dearer than that. It's probably gone up. Although
Yeah,
on the drinks one, I was the same price as PDABs for the old fashioned.
oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Mission Street Shrimp Cocktail.
Ew.
Ice cold jumbo shrimp cocktail sauce. What's not to love?
Yeah,
$15.
you can't go wrong with that.
Now, am I right in thinking that that cocktail sauce is literally tomato sauce and mayonnaise mixed together? Did they
Yeah, I
put
think
something
so.
else in
Yeah,
it?
another like a brownie powder. Is it like a pepper, cayenne pepper or something? I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, because I wouldn't mind making my own prawn cocktail after reading that. So I just went straight in with a Lombard's Margarita, $14.50, our version of the timeless classic,
Yeah.
sweetened with agave nectar. I
Yeah,
don't
I
know what
do
that
love
is.
me. It's syrup. It's like a agave syrup, because I do make my own margaritas, and
Oh,
I do love me a
agave.
margarita, agave. Yeah, I do love me a margarita.
Yeah, stunning.
Good
Right.
choice.
Onto the mainsies, P-dabs.
I am going with the Bayou shrimp at $29. It's seared Gulf shrimp, andouille and roasted corn grit cake, sautéed spinach, smoked cheddar cream, Creole tomato glaze, and it actually says it pairs with a Bourcelle rosé, but I'm not going to go with that.
That.
I am going to go. I am going to go with the Carnivore Bloody Mary at
Oh.
$16.50. A luxury version of our Bloody Mary using Grey Goose vodka and overflowing with garnishes, including crispy bacon strips.
Wow. So that's literally like a side.
Yeah.
Yeah, a protein shake. You know. Right,
That's good.
Mr. D, what have you got?
So I am going to go for the fisherman's basket, which used to be $27. It's probably something else now. You guys will tell
28.
me.
Yeah.
28, okay. Everything's gone up a dollar. Bloody inflation. When I was young, it was $27. Right. So it's sustainable, fresh, wild Alaskan cod, shrimp calamari. So I get my calamari in there, and bay scallops, lightly fried in a seasoned batter, served with French fries, creamy tartar sauce, and cocktail sauce pairs. With Maschio Prosecco, so I'm not quite sure what that is. That sounds like fizzy wine, but this is basically going to be a beige plate. Everything on it is going to be brown, but do you know what? I'm okay with that. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
Absolutely
you've gone to
spot on.
a fish restaurant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I've had pretty much every fish there is in the sea there.
I'm not kissing you after
So.
this.
Well, you're saying that now, but once you've had a couple of those margaritas in it, you'll soon change your mind, sailor boy.
Yeah.
Right, so my drink then is going to be a Soma District. So it's an Old Forester bourbon, cherry brandy, sweet vermouth, Woodford cherry bitters, tart cherry syrup, and orange juice. And that used to be 14.25.
Yeah, it's probably 15.25 now, I'm guessing.
I would think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, I was going to get the fisherman's basket.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not now.
Okay.
I'm going
to be a basket case.
I am a basket case, a fully fledged one. But I'm going to go with the Presidio District Soft Shell Crab for $30. A spice crispy soft shell crab, Asian inspired slaw. Oh my God. Edamame. Yeah.
Right.
Farro, cucumber, grape, tomato. Oh, grape tomatoes. Not grapes and tomatoes. Grape tomatoes. Black sesame, spring lettuce, garlic soy dressing, and it pairs with a Sauvignon Blanc, which I'm not having.
That's what that meant. Oh, that's the... Yeah, okay. That's what the Prosecco thing is, then. It pairs with it. Sauce pairs, okay.
I'm going to wash it down with a Waysider, $14.25. A classic, but widely unknown combination. And I want to make this in Scotland in approximately 7 weeks. Unknown combination of bourbon, ginger beer, and lots of fresh mint. Strange flavours going on there, don't you think?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to try it, though.
No, same. Samesies. Let's see if I can do it in a pint glass. What are you on then for your dessert, P-Dabs?
There was no question once I saw the menu. I am going with the classic key lime pie at $8 with graham cracker crust, vanilla whipped topping. And to finish it off, as everybody knows, I like a coffee. I am going with the cold brew martini at $14.25. I'll take on a classic espresso martini using cold brew and a hint of caramel.
A hint of caramel, no less.
Mm.
Fancy that. What are you on then, Mr. D?
So I was going to have the key lime pie, but P-Dab's got the last slice of it. You bugger. Right, so that leaves me then with not just a hint of caramel. I'm having the caramel cheesecake. Sweetened graham cracker crust, whipped caramel topping. Lovely. And I'm going to have that with... It is the Cadillac Old Fashioned. So luxury version of our Old Fashioned using Woodford Reserve bourbon, a candied black cherry, and two kinds of bitters.
Two kinds of bitters.
Yeah.
So I was going to have... that Cadillac Old Fashioned, so I'll pick another one as well. But okay. I'm going to have the Mocha Pyramid for $7, which is a layered coffee-flavoured buttercream and chocolate ganache.
Honestly, I could have taken any of those desserts and I would have been happy.
Yeah, same. Yeah, they're all good. It's not a big menu, is it? But what's there is good.
So why don't they do one of these little taster menus and you can get all four of them? Come on, people. That gives you five options then.
Or just get all four of them anyway and then go to Walmart and buy some of those stretchy jeans. I mean, you're on holiday. Who cares? Nobody's looking.
We honestly know if we all ate there together, we'd all be able to try everybody. So it's fine.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want as long as your balls don't touch.
I'll stab you with my fork if you try and go anywhere near my cheesecake.
You do what my girls do and they just lick their dessert so you don't go near it. I'm going to have the Fish House Punch, $14.50, a bright and rich punch combining ripe peach flavours with funky Jamaican rum, brightened with lemon and orange notes. That is fancy, that, innit?
That is.
Fancy. So we have had a couple on the Patreon, have we not?
Good.
Or maybe one. Let's have it. Oh no,
we had a few. Yeah.
Yeah, we've definitely got two. So Sandy, I can't choose just one appetizer. monkey hiding the eyes face emoji. So I want the San Pablo spinach and artichoke dip, but instead of the tortilla chips, I want the calamari, because why the hell not? Oh, yeah. So I see what she's doing there. That's dirty, that. And her drink is a berry nice. Then she's gone to a seafood restaurant and she's having the fillet mignon, cooked rare with added shrimp. So she has saved it there with it. So it's a surf and turf, basically.
Yeah, surf and turf, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'll have that all day long. And her drink is a Pinot Noir. So I presume that's just a bottle with a straw in. That's the way Coff and Karen would have it anyway. Dessert, a mocha pyramid. And then the drink is the Cadillac Old Fashioned.
Good choice.
And then she's put, it's 8 a.m. and now all I want is surf and turf for breakfast. Thanks, lads. Hide girl face emoji. Hide girl face emoji. So there's the first one.
Good choices out.
Yeah, spot on. I'm sitting with Sandy. Then Stuart Young. Now he's on a budget, I think, because he's only ordered one drink.
Or he's having three of them.
Oh, yeah. That could get messy then. I tell you what, though, the drink's popular. So he's had a roasted garlic, then he's gone with the Presidio District Softshell Crab. Good choice.
Yeah.
Then he's having a key lime pie.
Very good choice.
He's having, according to PDABS, three Cadillac Old Fashioned.
It may just be a pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
A Cadillac Old Fashioned.
A litre. Can I have a litre, please?
As a thought.
Yeah. I mean, they should do that. Oh, dirty. Yeah. So we didn't put that out on the Facebook or nothing, did we?
Don't think so, no.
No. So there's the two off the Patreons. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Patreons.
Let's just check and make sure, because we may well have. Oh, we did, but no one answered.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Just abuse.
Yeah, it was seen 17 times, but it was never answered.
Patreon,
not Raid Rocket after all that.
Oh, to follow the chances of following through are gone up.
I think I'm going to the horror makeup show. Just sit there for half an hour and
sit at the back.
Don't even want to do Born in case something explodes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
yeah. Just snore in the horror makeup show.
Mm-hmm.
So she won't pick on you. Honestly, she won't.
Nah, it's always kids. Or people who are obviously from other places.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, so Mr. D, right, you're going away now. So off you go. Bye-bye-bye. So next month for October, right, you can pick, I'm putting it out there now, you can pick the restaurant that we're going to eat in at.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah. You can pick.
All right, okay. For Universal?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm putting you right on the spot.
Putting me right on the spot, right? I'm gonna. Is there anywhere where you're eating? There is, but the only table service, because we're only there for three nights, so the only table service we're going to do is Antojitos.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a booking for that.
Nice.
But what's the one... Cowfish, isn't it? That's the burgers and sushi one.
Yeah.
Right, cowfish. Let's have
cow
it then.
Cowfish, yeah.
Yeah.
I've eaten there once and it was an awful experience.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. They so put us out. The same things again. They put you out.
They put us out on the veranda up top and it was a bacon hot evening. So all we had was fans blow, so there was no air conditioning. And we were just forgotten. So we were like, I think there was the full 15 of us, or there was certainly 10 of us. And they just forgot about us, and everything took all night, and everything was cold. So, but next month, October, the night to draw it in, We're going to have a boss meal. So there you go. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Yeah.
It's on me.
So thank you very much. You're very generous. Thanks for joining me, boys.
Pleasure.
Very
always.
Enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm full now.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go and get some Rennies, some Gaviscon or something.
Yeah.
I'm just going to savour my the last bit of key lime pie.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at it with food envy. You bugger, I wanted that.
Just lick the spoon. Mm. Just lick it. Do what Eve does. Just lick it. Cough on it. Mm. Then no one goes near it. So, right. Thanks, boys. And have a lovely trip, Mr. D. Can't wait to hear all about it. Yeah.
Yeah. No probs. Have a good one. See you guys.
Ta-da. Here we are.
Bom dia, bom dia.